ongoing roar was slowly edging into earshot, punctuated by the clash of swords against shields. "Good morning, Mr. Ponyleaf," droned the bewildered student body dutifully. "Now what we're dealing with here is a loose alliance of student fighters from the warrior schools just over the border in Stragonoff. Obviously not much of a match for veteran adventurers like us. They're here because the King of Stragonoff has put out a quest to recover the Stone of Solomus that was left with this college by its founders hundreds of years ago. Now, obviously, we will never surrender the stone to such bully boy tactics, but I would ask that I and my fellows be allowed to look after the stone for its protection, and so that we can wave it at the enemy for purposes of psychological warfare." "We don't have the stone," said the headmaster, as Ponyleaf met his gaze hopefully.
"You what?"
"We've only been open 6 years. There's no such thing as the Stone of Solomus. The king's mad. Last year he made his son marry a koi pond." An awkward silence passed, or at least it would have been a silence were it not for the increasingly loud war cry and wet thudding of booted feet upon the dewy morning grass, not to mention the